Shameless Media.
Hi guys, Mish here. You might be wondering what this is doing in your podcast feed on the weekend. Well, we've been running quite the beautiful series over on the Shameless Book Club, and this week the final installment went live. It's called The Tastemakers, interview episodes helmed by our friend Gemma Diamond with local curators of all things lifestyle, fashion, and culture. This particular episode is with a familiar face and voice. One Zara McDonald. I will get out of your ears so you can hear Gemma's chat with Zara. It is a beautiful one. I hope you enjoy.
I reckon I've heard about that book every 3 days for the last year, and I still haven't picked it up. But only now, after a year, am I starting to turn around and say, maybe I should read that book. But it will depend on, I guess, who's recommending me a book.
Sure.
You know, it's sort of like if you're following a fashion influencer.
Yeah.
You follow the kinds of fashion influencers whose style you want to emulate.
Yes.
I find that with books, I will kind of listen to people who like similar stuff to me. Mm-hmm. So I won't just listen to anyone.
Welcome to The Tastemakers in partnership with Bailey's Irish Cream Liqueur. I'm your host, Gemma Diamond, and in this very special fortnightly book club series, I sit down with your favourite tastemakers from a range of backgrounds. From beauty to lifestyle to food creators, over the next few months, we will be getting to know the tastemakers we reckon lead the charge in their respective areas of expertise. Since Bailey's and indulgence go hand in hand, I will of course be asking our tastemakers how they seek enjoyment in moments away from work too. Is it a glass of Bailey's on a Friday night at home? Is it getting lost in a romance book for hours? Or is it binge listening to a thriller novel on a long drive? We've got lots to chat about, so let's get into it. Today, we are joined by Zara McDonald.
Hi, Gemma Diamond.
Hi.
It's Gemma Watts anymore.
It rolls right off the tongue. Of course, we are here as part of this very special book club series. So I do want to start at the top. When did you fall in love with reading?
Oh, what a good question. I think I fell in love with reading at the Sandringham Library in Melbourne. I grew up in Sandringham.
This is very specific.
I know. And I would go to the library all the time. I would have my own library card and I would go and I would always borrow books written by Jodie Picoult. Do you remember her books?
I don't.
My Sister's Keeper.
I would love to have lied and said, yeah, of course. But no, okay. Yeah, yeah. No,
so she would write these books that always kind of had similar themes. Sometimes it was like often about medical negligence.
Sure.
And she would have...
How old were you?
I was probably like 9.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and there would always be lawyers involved and they would be these incredible books. There would always be some wild twist and I loved them. And I think that's where I actually fell in love with reading for the first time. And I read all her books. She had like 25.
Wow.
I know.
I love that this is such a specific memory.
I was quite an obsessive kid and I am quite an obsessive adult. I don't think this is a surprise to you. I also used to really love when I was a kid at Sandringham Library, there was another author that I loved that sort of helped me fall in love with reading. I think it's also where I first found sort of like sexier books.
Oh.
A bit older. Like have you ever heard of, this is quite niche, Danielle Steele?
Yes,
you'll
of course.
You'll see
I haven't
covers.
Read Danielle Steele, no judgment whatsoever, no, but no. I'm across.
The covers were always quite interesting. They will always be old school. And it was always, that was where I first also read sex.
Oh.
I don't know why I said that so quietly, as if it's
oh,
such an awkward
yes.
thing.
Oh no, not this adult woman. Okay, well, I mean, kind of a segue because you went from medical negligence to sex.
Yeah.
How do you find new books to read?
This is a good question. How do I find new books to read? Funnily enough, I think I do as much reading about reading mm-hmm. as I do reading books. Did any of that sentence make sense?
Well, it does, because when you think about the Shameless Book Club, so much of that is... you know, discussion about books.
Yeah. So I love to read reviews often before yeah. I've read books, especially obviously if there's no spoilers. So I will probably read a whole bunch of reviews of books mm-hmm. before I read them. I would like to say TikTok, but truthfully, I'm a bit burned by TikTok and their book recommendations.
Well, I was going to ask if you are easily influenced when it comes to books. So
no,
that's
I would say I'm not. I actually think I'm quite a hard sell because so many of the girls in the office have been trying to get me to read Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
Fantasy. I reckon I've heard about that book every 3 days for the last year and I still haven't picked it up. But only now after a year am I starting to turn around and say, maybe I should read that book. But it will depend on, I guess, who's recommending me a book.
Sure.
You know, it's sort of like if you're following a fashion influencer,
yeah.
You follow the kinds of fashion influencers whose style you want to emulate.
Yes.
I find that with books, I will kind of listen to people who like similar stuff to me. Mm-hmm. So I won't just listen to anyone.
People who share your tastes.
With great respect to the girls who love fantasy in the office. I just
can't. We all have different tastes.
We do. We do.
Obviously, reading and in this instance, talking about reading is a massive part of your job. But if you were introducing yourself to a stranger,
yep.
What would you tell them that you do for work?
Oh, what do you say? Sorry,
No, that's fine. Every Uber driver, yep. I say beauty writer because I used to say copywriter and then they thought I was a lawyer and I got myself into some tricky situations.
Oh, so true. It is kind of hard when you feel like you do a couple of different things or it's like not a neat category. For example, actually, this is a bit of a tangent, but maybe Liz. Relevant. I am getting married and I met my celebrant last night for a meeting. And she, you know, when you intend to marry, you have to submit it to the government and say your occupation.
Yes.
And the only one that was relevant there was journalist, but I don't think I'm a journalist at all anymore.
Okay.
So I would say if I'm in an Uber, I would say I make podcasts, but then they go, what kind of podcasts?
And then they probably would pitch to you.
Or yes, or would I have heard of anything that you've done? I don't know, probably not. It's like, depends what you're interested in, I guess. I think I make podcasts is what I say mostly.
Well, aside from making podcasts, you are of course, the co-founder of Shameless Media. Where do you see Shameless Media 5 years from now?
This is such an interesting one because I think if you had have asked me 5 years ago, it wouldn't be where we are today. So it's kind of a funny one where it's like, how good is this guest going to be, right? I think when Michelle and I had started this, we initially said, we don't really want to run a business and we don't really want to hire anyone. We're happy to just do our own thing. That changed. And then we were like, okay, easy. We'll run a business, but we'll never hire more than 8 or 9 people. Mm-hmm. We'll never have a team more than 10 people.
And how's that going?
Yeah, not good. And then I think it's really interesting because the bigger you get, the more you realize how much more resource you need to get to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. I would say in 5 years, I still probably don't want to be over 20 people. But we'll see how that goes. But it's like they're arbitrary numbers though, I guess. Because it's like, what does that even mean? I guess it just kind of, the thought of having such a big team kind of stresses me out because you're responsible for people's salaries and their livelihood. So that does stress me out. But I think I would like to say that we have a whole array, maybe of 5 or 6 really solid weekly shows that people love and that when people think of Shameless Media, they don't just think of the Shameless podcast. They think of a whole bunch of content. So that's where I'd like to be in 5 years.
I love that answer. A broader question, what would you say inspires you?
What inspires me? Well, obviously things inspire me because I get up to go to work every day.
Yep.
It's kind of hard to nail down what it is that kind of day to day gets me up and gets me in the car to work. Mm-hmm. Do you have key inspirations? Look at me kind of cheating here.
Not really. No. You know what it is? I mean, I could just go off on my own tangent.
No, please.
I was asked this recently. For me, it's storytelling. That's what underpins everything that I'm doing. And I think it sounds lofty with beauty, but it's so intrinsically linked to how we feel every day. And I love being able to have that dialogue with other people about how they feel, how beauty makes them feel. It's all storytelling.
Well, this is what's interesting. I think when you're talking about inspiration, it can always sound very amorphous and truthfully sometimes a bit wanky because people are like, what does that even mean?
Hugely.
Like, what are you talking about? And if I was to say what inspires me, I would say, well, other creative people inspire me. People who like, maybe it's people online who I really like how they dress. Or again, people who I will listen to a podcast or an audiobook and be like, that's a great story, like how they carved that. I think generally though, when it comes to what we do, I am really inspired by people who are having conversations that I don't see elsewhere, where it's like, you know, you're picking up conversations to be like, oh my God, bang on. That is a conversation that I'm having with my friends, but they've picked it up and made it public. It's sort of one of those conversations that feel very subconscious to all of us that people kind of make into content. I'm inspired by that. And I think that's what we always try to do.
As a consumer of Shameless Media, that is what you do. It's so nice to sit down and listen to women having a conversation about things that I've been thinking or that I've been discussing with my girlfriends and then to hear it in this very public way, it's kind of comforting.
Yeah, that is really nice because I think that is, if I was to nail down what it is I want us to do, it would be that, but it probably took me a while to realize that's what I wanted it to be and what Michelle wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. Because you want people to sit there and say, God, that's so true. I've been thinking that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you want people to walk away from with most of the content that we put out. Mm. But it's kind of a feeling and it's very hard to explain how to have that conversation that's going to make people feel like that.
Let's hypothetically.
Oh, yes.
Let's say you and Michelle hadn't started Shameless Media. What do you think you would be doing? What would you be today?
What would I be? It kind of could have gone down two paths, right? I come from a family of lawyers.
Yeah.
Like, the dinner chat's not great. I have three siblings. Every single one of my siblings, including myself, are dating a lawyer, and mm-hmm. two of my siblings are. So I think it would have been very easy to go down a path like that. But I deliberately didn't when I went to uni. I saw all of that and was like, nah, I'm going to chase journalism. But I remember being in the early few years of my journalism career and not knowing how I was going to make it a forever thing. I don't know if you ever had this starting out. It's like either you go out and do your own thing, particularly in Melbourne, or you do something else like communications. Maybe I would be in comms because I don't know how long I would have hacked it at journalism. I don't think I'm tough enough.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I, in fairness, I thought I'd be writing for a magazine or hosting Getaway. And I'm really happy that that didn't pan out that way.
You would have been great on Getaway.
Yeah, I still might be.
Yeah, well, that's actually true.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been very busy. I haven't been able to get on a cruise, so.
Well, this is the thing. You could put your pitch out to the world right now. Yeah, what do you think I'm doing?
Hi. You've caught me here in sunny Collingwood.
It's Melbourne. It's not sunny today. No, writing for a magazine, that's also the other thing. But I think I was always quite intimidated by the lack of jobs around and was always like, I'm never going to nail one of those. Like, I'm never going to get it. But that I always wanted to write celebrity profiles as well.
That makes sense, given your deep-seated love of a good celebrity profile.
I always imagined myself writing, like, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow arrives at the cafe. She's wearing a white tank top and blue jeans and no makeup. She's 10 minutes late, but she's like, you know, ferociously apologizing, and she never does this, and she arrives without a team because they're all the same. And I was like, I had them so down pat in my mind. I was like, I could do this. But again,
that was very good.
I didn't feel like there was any job. So I think it was hard to feel inspired growing up knowing what I wanted to do with all of that in mind.
That came as naturally to you as
it fell out, didn't it?
Hi. Oh, you caught me here in Collingwood.
How many times is she going to drop it today?
Now, Zara, this series is, of course, presented in partnership with Baileys. So it would be rude of me not to ask.
It would be very rude of you.
How do you do Baileys?
Okay, my go-to Baileys at the moment, I think you'll love this one, Gem. It's an iced latte. It's Baileys iced latte with biscuit spread. It is 10 out of 10. Would you like to make one with me?
Desperately.
Let's go to the kitchen. Okay, so we're in the kitchen now. I think this is going to get a bit messy. This is our delicious biscuit spread, and it's going right in the coffee. I actually can't be trusted with anything. This is going to go all over my clothes.
Are you taking a step?
She's in white and she doesn't want to be near the coffee. Bailey's in, and then we're adding our milk very carefully.
Okay.
And a little mix.
Sure.
Now that it might have melted in there.
Good name for a band.
It's quite good.
No, it never worked.
How hot does this look?
It does look very, very good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Back to work.
Yum.
Guys, if you'd like to listen to the end of my episode with Gemma, head to the Shameless Book Club podcast feed. Whatever platform you listen to your podcast on, there are 6 episodes in total for you to listen to in this Tastemaker series. I was the last episode. May I recommend you listen to Julia Busatil Nishimura's? I recommended it on Shameless. She is amazing. I think you will love it too. Bye.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Stylish, if you want to say it quickly, Style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.